We have been talking about the fruit of the Spirit and the importance of it. 2 weeks ago, I talked about how we start with the tree. We start with the ground and the dirt, and we start with planting the tree. And how important it is to be able in that first year, how crucial it is to be able to water and fertilize, take care of this tree. And what we're relating it to is that our spiritual life, in order to produce spiritual fruit, we have to take care of the roots. And how do we do that? It starts with principles. Principles is something that we have to have in our life. Well, what are you talking about, Sean? I'm talking about the Word of God. Principles that we stand on, the Word of God that we stand on, planted in the Word of God. And when we do that, and we look at our struggles and we say, what does the Bible say about this? Okay, it says I shouldn't do this, shouldn't do that. Okay, God doesn't like that, but I have the Holy Spirit to guide me and help me and restore me and get me beyond where I used to be. Starts with principles. It starts with your roots. So I encourage you, if you were not here last time, Psalms 1, 1 through 6, or Psalm 1, 1 through 6, look up that passage and begin to write down your struggles. And begin to look up, what does the Bible say about these things? And then look at whenever the Lord helps these people or helps you, can help you in those situations. But today we're going to focus on the tree and the flow of the tree. For the past 6 years, I worked for Ken and Lita Dollar, who are here. I love the job. I miss that job too. Unfortunately, I had to give it up, focus on school and ministry. You're like, that's important. But I really enjoyed working for them for 6 years. I learned a lot, and one of the things that I learned was how to plant things. They're experts at planting things, and we planted a lot of trees. We planted pecan trees and peach trees and plum trees, and it was just really great to be able to have a hands-on experience and be able to see it as in a tree, but also how it relates to our spiritual life. You know, Jesus did that in all of his teachings. He would relate to things that people had to have. So he would go to agriculture. He would go to fruit. He would go to things that they had to have, and they'd go, oh, man, I can relate to that. Well, I was able to relate to that myself. But one of the coolest things that we did to me, you may not think it's cool, but I thought it was very interesting, is that we planted some blackberries. And instead of getting all these different blackberries, Ken just got one big blackberry plant, dumped it out, and began cutting off little bitty roots off that plant. And every 12 inches or so, we would plant that little bitty root into the ground every 12 inches off the big plant. All it took was that little bitty root. Now, every day, there had to be watering, it had to be taken care of. I got some good soil and put the rounds of good soil around it, and we took care of it. And would you know that those little bitty roots began to sprout? All it takes is a little bit to get going. As believers, we look at the Word of God and we go, oh my goodness, this is 66 books in a different language that was thousands of years ago. And we get overwhelmed and we just give up. But can I tell you today that all it takes is a little bit of a root to get started. And you just get into the Word of God. And you'll be amazed. You'll begin to see your life begin to sprout and grow. And just like that video, you'll begin to see each day how the roots get bigger and deeper and wider and better. And as the roots do that, it gets taller. Amen. That's how in our spiritual lives we can produce fruit. So let's see what Jesus says about this. In John 15, we're going to talk about the grapevine. And I'm reading out of the NLT, one of my favorite versions here. Let's see how this version is. It says in verse 15, I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that does not produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me, and I in them, will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. And Jesus says, I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. And again, he says, remain. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I told you these things so that you will be filled with joy. Spiritual fruit. Yes, your joy will overflow when you remain in him. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I've loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends since I have told you everything the Father told me. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that my Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. This is my command. Love each other. And that's not a shouting verse. I don't know what is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man, that's so great. That's so encouraging. That we have all these things when we remain in his love. But there's times where it's hard to do that. But when you remain in God, you will always produce fruit. When you remain in God, you will always produce fruit. Remember, Jesus says, yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me, I in them, will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. But anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. I love healthy trees. I love seeing trees grow and seeing trees produce. I love seeing the green. You know, if you ever tell if a tree's dead or not, you know, you scrape a little bit of the bark and you see the green. I don't know. It's really cool to me to see how nature works and see the plants and see how everything, how God's designed these things. So the more roots we have, the stronger the tree, and it can persevere through the drought, through the heat. It can persevere through a lot of things with strong roots. I shared with you last time about how I used to, I'm glad some of my family's here today, they can relate to this, but I would see my grandparents every day, and my grandfather was a World War II vet, lost his arm, had shrapnel on his back, he had trench foot from Battle of the Bulge, and so he would put me to shame at work every day. Really, he never had an excuse. He didn't feel like doing it, and then he'd get there and put his little prosthetic arm and do all the work, and man, I don't have an excuse, I guess I better go to work. And for some reason, we would go back every day and he'd find more work for us to do. We'd still go back. It's because we loved him. But it was amazing to see him go to work. And I remember one time he wanted us to pull some bushes, some shrubs out of the garden, and they were over 20 years old. Let me tell you something. Those were some of the strongest roots I've ever had. It was like a tree. It was amazing. But after a few years of taking care of those shrubs, cultivating, taking care of them, watering them, watching after them, letting them grow, those roots were so strong, it was so difficult for all of us to take those shrubs out of the ground. You may have done that before. Surely all of you guys have experienced some type of agriculture or landscaping where you've dealt with that, or you're putting something in the ground and there's branches in the way and you have to dig it out, or you have to cut the branch out, things like that. But that came from years of growth. But we have to remain, in God. And when we do that, we will begin to grow. We'll begin to have roots. We'll begin to get taller. We'll begin to branch out. And we'll begin to produce fruit. Well, Sean, I'm struggling with this. And I can't get to that. Yes, you can. You see this picture here of this wonderful, wonderful grapevine here, producing some great things. It's easy to say, I can't get there in my life spiritually. Oh, believe me, yes, you can. You have the advocate. You have the Holy Spirit to help you. Not only to give us boldness and evangelize, but for our personal life as well. And what is pleasing to God will naturally produce fruit. What is pleasing to God will naturally produce fruit. How many of y'all plant some plants and things like that whenever you start spring? It's about that time. We love to plant flowers and put them in the things and hang them under the tree. I think that's great. But it's always kind of funny to me that whenever the people that forget to do that, you know, and I'm not picking on you, but you may do this. That's okay. I'd probably do the same thing. But I always laugh when it gets to about June and they forget to water them, and then all the flowers and all the plants are dead, you know, and they're all hanging up. Kind of looks like the Addams Family, you know, where they're... Y'all are thinking, he's a millennial? He's watched the Addams Family? Yes, I have. But we kind of forget. We kind of, I'll get to it in a minute. I'll water it whenever I can. I'll get to it whenever I can. I'll take care of it. And we begin to slack a little bit on the water. And eventually, before you know it, it's gone. Well, we have to be able to have that type of water in our lives to continue our tree, our plant, in order to grow. Is this, you guys relating with me here? You understand where I'm getting with? Okay. Spiritual fruit is something that all of us can obtain. But we have to start with the Word of God. And we have to start with the principles in mind. And as we do that, we will produce fruit. We have to stir the ground. We have to get good dirt to plant. And then once we plant, we begin, our roots begin to grow and water and fertilize and take care of it. And before you know, we're a pretty strong Christian. And with those things, just like a tree, naturally we produce fruit. And it looks like that. It looks like that. It looks like grapefruit. So some of you are saying, okay, you talked about the principles, you talked about the roots, but it seems like something's missing. I'm still messing up. I'm still struggling with X, Y, Z. These things are still coming to me. Or we'll do good for a while, and then something happens, and before we know it, we're back to where we were. Here's the ingredient. Just as the roots give the nutrients that goes up to the tree that has the green to produce fruit, we as believers have to let the Holy Spirit flow in our lives to produce the spiritual fruit.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is missing in a lot of our situations. And instead of relying on the Holy Spirit and allowing Him to flow, and we can say no to the Holy Spirit, y'all. Instead of not allowing the Holy Spirit to flow, we begin to try to do it on our own. And then our branches begin to wither and die off. We have to cut them back. We have to cut out the bad in our lives. Or the Holy Spirit will convict us. Now, convicting's different than condemning, okay? The enemy, the accuser, when he convicts, he says, give up, cut off the tree, let it die. But the Holy Spirit says, okay, yeah, this isn't, you need to do this right. Let me show you what I can do and give you freedom and peace and joy and happiness and patience and forbearance and kindness. There's an answer when the Holy Spirit speaks to you.
Yes.
He gives you encouragement and hope. But we have to let Him flow in our lives. The Holy Spirit's more than just manifestations in the church service. The Holy Spirit is also for us personally. The Holy Spirit gives us hope when there is no hope. The Holy Spirit gives us peace when there just is no peace. The Holy Spirit gives us power when we're powerless. He gives us power when we have no power. Through Christ, we can do these things. He gives us strength. He gives us boldness whenever we don't want to be bold. And He gives us love when we don't want to give love to others and to ourselves. And all we have to do is say, Holy Spirit, I need You. I need You, Holy Spirit. I'm mourning this loss. I'm going through these times. I'm dealing with some anger. I'm dealing with this type of sin, or I'm dealing with this in my life. Holy Spirit, please help me. Come in. Flow in my life and help me get through this. And I promise You, He will. Let Him flow watch you grow and produce. I hope you can remember that. I know I'm throwing a lot of things at you today, but if you can remember one thing, just remember that. Let Him, the Holy Spirit, let Him flow. Watch you grow and produce, and it will be natural. Just like the fruit tree that produces naturally, you will produce naturally in your life as well. Maybe it's time for us to evaluate ourselves. Maybe there's some things, maybe we're even strong Christians, and we're trying out to do the right things, but there are some things in our lives that we need to cut off and get rid of, where it's still just kind of there. Maybe there's a little bit of a disease on our tree, and since we didn't let the Holy Spirit flow, it's become to a bad situation. You know that if we just give it to God, He'll still help us, even if we're in a bad place. But we have to let the Holy Spirit flow. If we do not let the Holy Spirit flow in our lives, we will not produce fruit. We will stop growing. We'll go stagnant, or even eventually die. But I want to read to you what Galatians 5 says. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you will not be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants you to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. There's two forces that are constantly fighting each other in you and our lives. So you are not free to carry out your good intentions. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Amen. And when we do these things, just as this video shows, and when we do those things, that will happen in your lives. You'll begin to produce day by day. You'll begin to prosper day by day. You'll begin to notice that the old things that you used to do and the things that you used to go down and the path that you used to take, you're not doing it. It just comes natural not to go down that path. That's because you have principles. That's because you let the Holy Spirit flow, and that is your byproduct naturally. I say this morning to let you know that it took me in my personal life to understand this. I share your struggles. I don't want you guys to think that I'm just sit up here and I never make mistakes or I never had any kind of problems or never had any struggles. If any minister has said that, We all have struggles. We all have pain. Can I tell you that it's okay to have struggles and pain and share that? It's okay to come to one of us and share that. It's okay to say I'm struggling with this because we all have. I'm struggling with these things. I'm struggling with X, Y, Z, and I don't know how to get out of it. I'm telling you, when you share that with somebody here that you trust and say, friend, I'm struggling with this or that, we will help you. We will give you scripture or verse. We'll pray with you. We'll show you. We'll pray about it. Maybe give some advice. Some of you said, well, I haven't even planted my tree yet. You can start today. We can show you the good soil. We can show you the good dirt. We can show you what God wants. And what I love about today is that we have different translations and different devotionals and different times. Well, I don't know how to pray. We have a prayer list that's free for you right there, or a prayer sheet, how to, what to pray for through the Assemblies of God. We can give you those things. I encourage you to come on Wednesday nights and we'll all share together, pray together, talk about this sermon together. True discipleship takes place on Wednesday nights. I encourage you to be here. You may be struggling with these things and they may be in the middle of the night and you don't know what to do and you're doing well, but the enemy's attacking. He's knocking on the door and he's saying, I'm trying to take you back. But when you let the Holy Spirit flow, you'll see the enemy will be defeated. Yes. Now, it's not just one time. You can't just say, oh, Jesus, please help me. Now, sometimes you got to get on your knees and you got to cry out to God and say, Holy Spirit, I need you. I'm desperate. Lord, help me. Come through. Give me peace and power and to overcome the enemy. Give me boldness to fight back. Put me on the offense so that I can attack back. And the Holy Spirit will help you out. Jesus said, I am sending the advocate. And that advocate is on our behalf. We serve a great God. A God that gives us freedom from our past. A God of peace that gives us peace when we feel there is no peace. All we have to do is activate it, let it flow, and you'll see that spiritual fruit produce. And you'll begin to have this in your lives. You begin to have love. You begin to love others. You begin to love yourself. But you'll begin to serve. You'll have joy. I love seeing new believers come in and just see them before and then after. And you just see joy on their faces. And you see them have peace. You'll see them have patience and kindness towards one another. It's a beautiful thing. You can have that as well. Yes. Through faithfulness, God will meet us. Gently, he'll talk to us. God's not a God of just wiping you off the face of the planet. We live in a time of grace. Start with the plant. Plant it. Put it in the Word of God. Begin to write it out. Begin to pray. Start small. It's okay. Little bitty root. Start small. It's all right. Daily, you'll see, like that video, you'll see the roots go out. And some of you maybe, you know, you maybe not have any struggles at all or anything like that. I want to tie this in like this. Just like we cut off those little bitty roots from that big tree, maybe you can do that in someone else's life and show them that through that little bitty root, they can do the same. Right. As I said, the Holy Spirit builds us up, but he also gives us boldness for evangelism. That's what Acts 2 is all about. To give us boldness and evangelism, to be able to preach the word. And it's so encouraging to see the church and see people asking people to church. It's so great. It's so encouraging. He gives us boldness to do that. Yes. So my question to you today is, how is your tree? Are you allowing the Holy Spirit to flow? And are you producing fruit naturally? And if you're not, I'm not going to ask you to come up front and turn around and confess to the whole crowd. I'm not going to do that. I'm not that type of person. I believe that the Lord can deal with us now. You can come up if you want to. I'll be happy to pray with you, talk to you, or talk to me after. That's okay as well. You know, we got people now that are listening to the sermons online. You know, if they're listening to this and the same thing, come talk to me. Come call me. Give me a call, email, whatever it may be. We want to help you as a church naturally grow spiritual fruit and produce these things. That's what we're all about. You can do this. You can do this. I believe it.